Liu Lian is guiding a tour of Dunhuang, a city on the western edge of the Gobi Desert that is home to the famous Magao Caves.
There are 735 caves that currently exist in Magao.
Dozens of Buddhist temples were discovered inside these caves, filled with sculptures and paintings. But this tour isn't in China. Lian is a sophomore at Bryant University, where he is showing visitors around an exhibit of Dunhuang archaeological sites. Lian points to a photograph of a cave 9 stories tall, cave number 96. It's
built literally on the cliffs. If you walk inside this building, there's a giant Buddha statue.
At the end of the tour, visitors get a chance to feel what it's like to step inside one of these caves.
So imagine like a big wall of tiles, and then each tile has a Buddha on one.
That's 13-year-old Philip Tierney of East Providence. He looks through a virtual reality headset to explore one of the caves in the exhibit. His mom, Jennifer Tierney, tries it too.
It's in red and beautiful blue and green and so much detail.
For the Tierneys, who have never been to Dunhuang, the exhibit helped contextualize some of the Chinese history Philip is learning in school. And Jennifer says the virtual reality tool was a highlight.
I have to say, I mean, probably like a lot of people, the experience to put it on and then walk through the rooms, that was pretty amazing.
The Dunhuang Caves exhibit came to Bryant through the Confucius Institute, a Chinese language and culture program funded by the Chinese government. For transfer student Wei Li Lin, it was an opportunity to learn a little more about his country's history.
It's really proud for me to present all these things to people.
The exhibit is scheduled to tour several American colleges and universities, including the University of New Hampshire, over the next 2 years. And there's a website that allows some smartphones to duplicate the virtual reality experience at home. Ximena Condi, Rhode Island Public Radio.